Patient last name is a C-A-S-T-E-E-L. Again, C-A-S-T-E-E-L. First name is David. Date of a visit is August 1, 2023. Date of a visit is March 1, 1956. Our referring physician is Jeffrey Reary. Jeffrey Reary. Next person, chief complaint. Chief complaint is gait disturbance. Next rep history present in this patient is a 67-year-old male common chief complaint of a gait disturbance. The first off, patient tells me that he fell down in the bathroom. First off, he had a fracture left tibia. First off, he needed surgery for that. So first off, as a matter of fact, his gait has been very unsteady lately. First up, he also have tremors in the hands. Patient went to the DMV, and DMV requested for the evaluation. Patient tells me he has fallen several times for the last 2 years. Denies any hemiparesis, hemiparesis rechanges to appropriate disaster and dysphagia. Next rep, past medical history, diabetes. Next number, high blood pressure. Next number. Bipolar disorder, next number. Current medication, patient did not provide the list of medications. Next rep, allergies. Patient's allergic to, allergies. Patient did not provide allergies to any medication. Next rep, social history. Patient's widowed. So first step, patient's retired. Patient does not smoke. First step, patient quit smoking in 1983. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, brother of heart disease. First step, review system. Patient's vision problem, hearing problems. Next, paragraph, a neurological examination. A mental examination, patient's awake and alert. First up, cranial nerve examination is normal. First up, mood examination, patient has action tremors, so kind of more on the left and the right. First up, a patient also mild cartwheel rigidity. First up, there's no hemiparesis. Next for gait examination, patient's gait is abnormal. First up, patient shuffles when he walks. First up, he has decreased in arm swing. First up, patient's gait is very unsteady. First up, next paragraph, impression. Patient have exhibited Parkinsonism symptoms, including shuffling gait, decrease in arm swing, and tremors in the hands, left worse than the right. First up, a differential diagnosis would include Parkinson's disease versus Parkinsonism. First up, the differential diagnosis also need to be considered would be essential tremors. First up, however, given that he has a gait problem, I would think that he has either Parkinson's disease or Parkinsonism. Next rep, a recommendation explaining the patient of the above differential diagnosis. Next number, I will start a patient on cinema 25/101 pill once a day. To see if that would help his gait. First time, if he's able to tolerate the medication, may increase it to twice a day. First time, it's notification, and side effects would be stomach upset, nausea, first time, next time. Now, a patient tells me that he also been taking propranolol. First up, he tells me that the propranolol has been helping the tremors. So first up, now he may continue to take the propranolol. Next number, I would like to also get a brain MRI and cervical spine MRI to evaluate for stroke and cervical spinalosis for his gait problems. So first up, marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is Kane, C-A-I-N-E, again, C-A-I-N-E. First name is Richard. The date of visit is July 18, 2023. Date of birth is March 10, 1969. Next paragraph, chief complaint is Peter Wong. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Wong, I have the pleasure to see Richard today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next paragraph, history present in this patient is a 54-year-old male, common chief complaint of memory loss. So first up, patient tells me that he's been having memory loss for the last 4 to 6 years. So first up, patient tells me that he has gaps in memory. First up, patient tells me that he was on a business trip in April of 2023. First up, he cannot remember the people he met before. First up, his wife and kids complain that he does not remember the people he met before. First up, a patient tells me that he's been having a lot of stress and anxiety. First up, there's layoff at work. First up, a patient has been feeling depressed. First up, there's no suicidal thoughts. First up, there's also history of alcoholism. First up, there's no stroke symptoms. So there's no hemiparesis. Hemibody sensory changes, the appropriate dysarthria and dysphagia. Next paragraph, past medical history. past medical history, history of alcoholism, next vertebra of a past surgical history, carpal tunnel surgery, next vertebral communication, Miralax, a B complex, a Citracell, and vitamins. Next we have allergies, normal drug allergies. Next we have social history. Patient is Mary. First type of patient is a radio frequency engineer. First type of patient has occasional smoking pipe. First type of patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, grandmother of heart disease. Next for review system, patient has weight loss. Next the paragraph, a neurologic examination, mental state examination. The patient's awake and alert. First type of patient knows today is July 18, 2023. First type of patient knows this is Pleasanton, California. First type of patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. First type of serial sevens is 5 out of 5. First type of patient knows the previous holiday is July 4th. First type of patient knows the next holiday is Labor Day. First type of patient is able to produce 13 words starting with the letter M in 60 seconds time. First type of his proper interpretation is normal. First type of his judgment is normal. First type of first up is five minute short term recall is a 3 out of 3. First up is from impression, subjective memory loss. So first up, however, on objective testing, comma, his memory is normal. First up is a MoCA examination. MSA MoCA examination is normal. First up, I suspect the patient may have mild depression symptoms, comma, given that he has a significant amount of stress and anxiety in his life right now. First up, he tells me that there's a lot of a layoff at work. Patient also concerned about his children having anxiety and bipolar disorder and depression. Basically, patient tells me that he's under a significant amount of stress. Explain to the patient that depression can cause cognitive deficits. Next paragraph recommendation, explain the patient about diagnosis. Recommendation to get treatment for depression. Patient tells me that he does not want treatment for now. He does not want any medication. The patient is not using alcohol anymore. Patient has history of alcoholism. Explain the patient to let me know immediately if his symptoms worsen. His memory worsen. Come on, please let me know. This marks the adaptation. Next patient, last name is C-A-B-R-A-L. Again, C-A-B-R-A-L. First name is Arthur, A-R-T-H-A-R. I'm sorry, A-R-T-H-U-R. Date of visit is July 21st, 2023. Next number, good date of visit is July 21st, 2023. Date of birth is August 12th, 1978. Next number, a chief complaint of sleep disturbance. Next number, history present in this patient. Patient is a 44-year-old male guy with chief complaint of sleep apnea. Patient has a complaint of sleep disturbance. Patient tells me that he usually goes to sleep at 9 to 10 p.m. Patient has witness muscles or breathing during sleep. Patient has moderate loud snoring. Patient has gasping air sound during sleep. Patient wake up feeling tired. His sleep is not restorative. Patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. Patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, and watching television. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, past medical history. Spinal fusion surgery. Next number, knee surgery. Next number, hip surgery. Next number, chiropractic medication, none. Next number, allergies, normal drug allergies. Next for social history, patient single with no children. First type patient is a senior technical consulting engineer. First type patient does not smoke. First type patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Next for review system, patient has elbow joint pain. First type impression. Witness puzzles of reading during sleep and non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. A differential diagnosis would be sleep disorders, such as obstructive sleep apnea, central sleep apnea, narcolepsy, kind of restless leg syndrome for starting summer, recommendation, explain the patient the above diagnosis. Next summer, we schedule a patient for an overnight polysomnography study, to definitively evaluate for obstructive sleep apnea, central sleep apnea, narcolepsy, restless leg syndrome, periodic limb movement during sleep before starting summer. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is last name is Flores, Flores, space VEGA. Again, Flores, space VEGA. First name is Mario, Mario. Date of visit is July 28, 2023. Date of birth is December 10, 1957. The next part of a chief complaint is Dr. Gray, G-A-R-Y. Dr. Gray. Next part of a dear Dr. Gray, after pleasure to see Mario, M-A-R-O, today, M-A-R-I-O, today after pleasure to see Mario for an initial evaluation. Mario, for initial evaluation for sleep disturbance. Next birth history present known as patient is a 65-year-old male with chief complaint of sleep problems. Patient tells me that he was recently involved in a motor vehicle accident. He fell asleep in the car and got into an accident. A patient usually go to bed at 10 p.m. First step, takes the patient 30 to 45 minutes to fall asleep. First step, patient severely loud snoring. First step, patient also witness muscles of breathing during sleep. His sleep is now restorative. First step, patient usually wakes up with a dry mouth, drooling on the pillow, and sleepy. First step, it takes the patient. A patient required a daily nap of about 35 minutes. And next step, patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First step, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching TV, sitting inactive in a public place, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit, and sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol. For some, this will have a past medical history, high blood pressure. Next summer, prostate inflammation. Next summer, fractures in the hip, in the spine. Next we have a current medication. Patient did not list any current medications. Next we have allergies, no drug allergies. Next we have social history. Patient's a cook. First time patient does not smoke. First time patient quit smoking 21 years ago. First time patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next we have family history. There's no family history. Submitted medical condition review system. Patient's chest pain, palpitation, short of breath, urinary urgency, frequency, joint pain, numbness, and tingling. First time. Next we have impression. A patient has falling asleep during driving, got into a car accident. First off, patient also have loud snoring, witness pauses during sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, and obesity, these all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First off, Mr. Recommendation, recommendation, do not drive. If he's tired, first off, explain to the patient that he needs to pull over his car and take a short nap, before resume driving. First off, explain to the patient that it is very dangerous to drive sleepy. First off, next summer, we schedule a patient for November, polysomnography study. First off, next summer, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name. Next patient, last name is a B-U-S-C-H. Again, B-U-S-C-H. First name is Eileen. Date of visit is July 28, 2023. Date of birth is May 12, 1951. Next paragraph, our referring physician is Lorena Tan. Next number is Dr. Niall Roche. Niall Roche, R-O-C-H-E. Next paragraph, dear doctors, I have the pleasure to see Eileen today for initial evaluation for memory loss. The first time, this professor present known as patient, so a 72-year-old female, she complained memory loss. The first time, the patient tells me that her memory is not as good as before. First time, the patient has been forgetting to take her medications. The first time, patient is not able to read a book. Patient is not able to read a book like she did before. First time, the patient tells me that she feels that she's not able to drive safely. First time, the patient also tells me that she would forget appointments sometimes. So first up, she would misplace things. So her short-term memory loss is mostly short-term memory loss. So first up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next wave of past medical history. Past medical history, fibromyalgia, chronic constipation, osteoporosis, next paragraph for current medications. her medications. Patient did not provide the list of medications that she's taking. Next number. Allergies. Patients are allergic to Caflex and express social street. Patients married with no children. First patients retired. Patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history. Brother of bipolar disease. The first ever two brother of diabetes. Next for review system. Patient short of breath, joint pain, and depression. First time. Next for a neurological examination. Mental state examination. Patients awake and alert. First patient follow commands appropriately. First up, serial sevens is 1 out of 5. First up, patient knows who lives in Livermore, California. First up, patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. Patient knows today's day is July 28, 2023. First up, patient is able to produce 18 words starting with the letter F in 1 minute time. First up, patient's intact proverb interpretation. First up, patient's intact judgment. First up, 5 minute short term recall is 3 out of 3. First up, next impression, mild cognitive impairment. First up, patient does not have dementia at this time. First up, patient has a subjective memory loss. First up, however, on objective examination, her memory is quite well. First up, a five-minute short-term recall is 3 out of 3. First up, a patient is intact of proverb interpretation. First up, a patient is intact judgment. First up, a patient is able to produce 18 words starting with the letter F in 60 seconds time. First up, patient is oriented to time, date, and situation. First up, next number. Recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, I will start a patient on memantine 10 milligrams once a day. First up, next number, explain to patient the common side effects from the memantine. Next number, I will also schedule a patient for an EEG study, to evaluate for brainwave slowing, for background slowing, brainwave background slowing. First time, next number. Explain to patient if she's not comfortable driving, explain to her that she should not be driving. First time, explain to her that that could be dangerous for herself and other people on the road. The first time, next number. First up. Next patient. Last name is DY. Again, last name is DY. First name is Silva. S-I-L-V-A. Date of birth is May 4th, 1951. Date of service is July 28, 2023. Referring physician is Deborah Chang. Deborah Chang, C-H-E-N-G-D-O. Next up, Dr. Chang, after the pleasure to see Silva today for initial evaluation for memory loss. So first up, chief complaint of memory loss. So first up, majority of the history is provided by Vicky, whose patient is a DOPA. First up, a patient has been having memory loss since December of 2022. First up, a patient... Vicky tells me that she has a forgetting things. The family also noticed that she has personality changes. She has paranoia. She will forget everything. Most of the memory loss is short-term memory loss. Long-term is much better preserved. She's able to remember long-term memory much better. Has difficulty to go to the garden. Now, the night sending hemiparesis, everybody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, this group of fast medical history. Past medical history, high blood pressure, next number, high cholesterol, next number, current medication, simvastatin, losartan, calcium, fish oil, next for allergies, no drug allergies, next for social history, patient's widow with 3 children, first up, patient's a caregiver, first up, patient does not smoke, first up, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next to a paragraph of family history, brother passed away from heart disease. So first up, her grandmother died from dementia. First up, next to her review system, please do not put a review system. Next for short-term memory loss, progressive, personality changes with paranoia, increasing forgetfulness. Alzheimer's disease, first up, next number. A recommendation, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Explain to the patient that the DOPA for the above diagnosis, next number. We invite the patient to... for EEG study, to evaluate for background slowing. Next number, we'll also start patient on memantine, 10 milligrams, 1 POQD. Next number, I will also obtain a brain MRI, to evaluate for structural lesions and stroke. First time, next number, we'll follow up the patient on August 28, 2023. First up, explain to them the common side effects of the medication. First up, explain to them to call me immediately if he has any side effects from the medication. First up, next number, this marks the end of dictation.